You know, there's a lot of people I'm glad I don't face anymore. My life is a lot more relaxed, and you know, I miss a lot of things about the game of football. And you know, tonight's an awesome opportunity to come back and watch these guys do what they do. And you know, of course, it's an exciting season, as it always is. And you know, I think for me, it's just it's an opportunity to share with my family and friends what's been just an awesome journey.
What do you miss and what don't you miss?
You know, I don't miss the, I think, what are now 7:30 meetings, perhaps, maybe even early at times. But we have an 8 o'clock meeting when I played every single morning, and we would watch the low lights. And I do not miss those at all. And there's a lot of things about the game that you don't miss. But you're reminded of how special all those times were when you try to find something that's, you know, as fulfilling or as challenging in the quote-unquote, you know, real world. And you know, for me, it's just been it's been great to be able to spend time with family and friends, and you know, do all the things that, as Bill says, you put it in a drawer, you know, while the season's going on, then you tend to it afterwards. Well, I've opened that drawer up, and I've had a lot of fun exploring all those, you know, neat things that I've maybe missed out on over the years, but definitely miss a lot about the game.
You know, linemen, it's a battle in the trenches. You guys get dirty. It doesn't matter if you guys look pretty. Could you pick a better day for them to honor you?
You know, it's fitting, isn't it? You know, you look like your dog after a while. You know, you you go through things in your life where they seem to fit better than others. And I think I would agree with you. Yeah, this is a, if it's rainy and nasty and mucky, it's a good day to be honored if you're an offensive lineman. Yeah, it's a good way to look at it, right?
Tom and Bill were talking about your propensity to pull pranks. What was the best one you pulled here?
You know, most of them we cannot talk about. You know, most of them I can't even tell my own family, which is horrible. But we had a lot of fun. You know, I think, you know, the biggest thing about all that, and it's not something, you know, I wish I could tell you some of the grab. I mean, look, shocked Bill with a couple remotes. That was always fun. I mean, that was great. Dante, I mean, poor Dante, he had to suffer through quite a few you know, little issues within our offensive line room. And I think the best thing that you can say about it is if you do it the right way, you know, you're never, like, getting one person in a negative manner. But you do things that kind of bring everybody together. And for me, you know, when you're all laughing at a time when, for the most part, we don't laugh a whole lot when we're working, those are the moments that stick in your mind. And, man, we had a lot of those over the years. It was a lot of fun. Great group of guys, man.
Have you talked to Tom and the guys this season at all?
Well, you know, most recently, just to wish him, you know, well with his new little girl, and how awesome that is for him and, you know, his entire family, obviously. And, you know, I tend to leave him alone. I remember what it was like getting a lot of questions during the season. But, yeah, you know, I keep up with a lot of guys that are still on the team, and it's fun to see it from this side, you know.
I assume this part of the season is what you do miss, the big games, looking ahead to what this team could accomplish down the line, getting to another Super Bowl. You miss that?
I do. I mean, I think this is the most exciting time of the year, you know. We always talked about December when we played, and there's obviously a ton of pressure when you get to December. And I think that the good teams always find a way to focus on a whole nother level. And it's cool when you see it all come together. You know, you go through the ups and downs of the season, and you're battling injuries, and you're battling question marks here and there. And but when you get to December and you know that you're laying it all on the line, and December is going to lead to January, and January is going to lead to an opportunity to reach the ultimate goal, that's an awesome time for a fan or a player.
What's your take right now on the AFC? A little analysis.
You know, I would say that, as always, anything can happen. I think it's interesting to see just some of the – I mean, I think the Colts are a great story. You know, I love how they're playing, and I love – you know, what a young rookie can do. And I think that's what makes the league so special, is that each and every year you have guys like that. You know, I think obviously this game is going to be probably the most talked about game for the next couple of weeks. This is a huge deal. And I think overall the AFC, it's highly competitive. Maybe not as competitive as it's been in the last few years, or over my 10 years that I played, 11 years, whatever it was. I think the AFC East has a little ways to go. And I never want to see the Jets do well, or Miami, or obviously Buffalo. But, You know, so I think there's a little bit of a letdown there, and maybe in a few other areas too. But I think overall the AFC's, you know, they're strong. You know, it's a strong division, and tonight's going to be the, you know, two of the top teams facing it. And I think again, you know, Peyton Manning, I think that's pretty exciting as well. You know, other than that, I don't have any good storylines. I see the picture, you know, of just like a whole bunch of sloppy men like running into each other. The rest of it is kind of, it's all blurry.
Bad pun, but Nate had pretty big shoes to fill coming into this year. How do you think he's done going here?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, the day that he came in, I knew that there was something special about that guy. And, you know, he had a great mentor, you know, a guy that really went above and beyond showing him the way. You know, I think how he handled last season and being able to, you know, look, it's not easy playing both sides. I tried it. Bill tried it with me. It didn't work. You know, he's extremely athletic, and I think this season you've seen a lot of what, you know, maybe early on nobody knew, but all the rest of the people in this organization understand is he comes to work every day. He's got a great attitude. He's extremely gifted, and he's done a heck of a job out there.
Matt, how good is this team? You've been on special teams, Super Bowl teams. Does it have the right stuff to get back?
You know, not being in the locker room, you don't know, but I know there's a few constants. You know, the coach is pretty good, and the organization as a whole is real good. And I guess I have to go back now. The coach is really good. And the assistants, you know, there's not a whole lot of change. You know, I think you look at what Josh brings to the table and having him back and having somebody that, you know, is really familiar with not just the scheme but also – you know, the rest of the coaching staff and the players, and one player in particular. And I think if you have that one player in particular, Mr. Brady, things are going to be good. So, overall, I would be I'd be surprised if they didn't have what it takes. But, again, I'm not in that locker room. You know, you feel like you're a million miles away. It's when you're injured or you're no longer playing. You know, you're way on the outside. But there's some things that just don't change, and they've been fortunate to have that here. And those three aspects are pretty important. Been a big part of why they win and why we win, you know, why we won when I was here. So, yeah, I think so.
What's been the biggest challenge and adjustment?
You know, I mean, it's a good question. Everybody asks me, what do you miss the most? And I think, you know, simply put, the thing that I miss the most is competing for something on a level that most people don't. You know, I mean, you do things. I mean, it's almost military precision with which we go about each day and, you know, our focus and everything else. And it's really difficult to find that in the real world. And, you know, having people that, you know, work for me in other businesses and, you know, dealing with employees and things of that nature, I don't know how they do that here. I mean, you look back on it from a business side and it's like, man, you're really lucky if you can find the right people within your organization, because it always comes down to the people. So when I look back on it, the thing I miss the most are the people that you're around, and not just because they're great people, but because they're incredible at what they do. And that's truly special.